It's time again to chat with our local mayor of Runnymede, Councillor Shannon Says Marshall. So welcome again to Radio Way, Madam Mayor.
Thank you for having me back, Andy.
Now, I know that your diary is filling up again with events and activities across the borough after the winter lull. However, let me start by asking how your spring charity ball went.
It was a roaring success. There were lots of smiles on people's faces, which made them part with their cash very easily.
You were at the Wentworth Golf Club and you're raising money for your two nominated charities. So do you know how much money you raised on the evening?
Just under £4,000. So that money will go between the Addlestone Canoe Club and the Hebrews Cafe at St Paul's Church in Addlestone.
And keeping charity in mind, the Royal National Lifeboat Institute is celebrating its 200th anniversary. And though we think of them around our coastline and waterways with our lifeboats, a recent event occurred in Egham, which you were part of. So tell us more.
You're quite right, it's their bicentenary, and they decided that they were going to send a scroll around Britain to visit all of the lifeboat stations and branches. Now, this was all news to me, Andy, and I have to admit that lots of things are news to me. And we have two local branches. So we have the Chertsey and Shepperton branch, and we have the Egham and Virginia Water branch. And the Egham and Virginia Water branch were lucky enough to be pulled out of a lottery, because lots of these branches had put their names forward. So at the Egham Literary Institute, the RNLI van came along with a scroll which had been signed by the Archbishop of Canterbury in a service at Westminster Abbey the day before. And then it's going to go and visit 240 different locations in the UK before it ends up on the Isle of Man in October.
And so you had the honour of signing the scroll? Is it on behalf of the borough?
I didn't sign it. It was Steve Merrifield, the branch chairman of the Egham and Virginia Water branch, and then the chairman of the Chertsey and Shepperton branch that signed the scroll. I was just there to make up the numbers.
And also keeping on the charity theme, the Chertsey charity raffle took place for Help the Heroes, and I believe you were along at that evening as well.
Yes, I was. I was along with a Miss Surrey finalist. So she added the glamour. And again, I was there wearing my chain, and lots of money was raised for charity. So a local veteran had approached lots of big organisations to do a gala raffle in the Crown Hotel. And I drew the tickets for the first half, and then a Miss Surrey finalist, Steffi Moore, she drew the big item tickets.
So again, more money raised for very good, worthy causes. And also you were up at St Peter's Hospital marking Social Prescribing Day. So social prescribing, what's that all about?
Social prescribing is something that is pushed forward by the primary care networks, and it's a way of making sure that people stay engaged with their community. So let's say, for instance, you know a lady, maybe she's recently widowed and she's not leaving the house very often. She would be an ideal person for social prescribing, and it's really maybe putting her in touch with her knitting groups. I mean, that's a very soft way of doing it. Maybe she needs to join a walking group. There's lots of organisations out there. I mean, I went this week to Egham Constellations, which is an assisted swimming group. And that's the sort of thing that would be in social prescribing, you see. So you might have a wheelchair user, and because there may be a new wheelchair user and that disabled person hasn't really had much to do with the world that they're about to go into, social prescribing can be really helpful for signposting.
So, as I say, social prescribing is just making those connections, those organisations that exist, and helping people get out and do a little bit more, I suppose.
Yes, because we all know that being outside is really good for you.
And also you attended the Surrey Armed Forces Covenant Conference, where you met a veteran who recently appeared on the BBC show The Traitors. So how was that experience?
Well, I have to say, I thought he was from the BBC show Peaky Blinders when I first saw him. So his name is Johnny Holloway, and he is a veteran from the Lancers. Lovely young man. And I don't watch the BBC show The Traitors because I'm too busy being the mayor, but apparently it's brilliant. And this young man had appeared on that show. He wasn't a traitor. He was a goodie. I don't know if that's the right term,
a faithful, I think, is what they say for the goodies.
Oh, right. Oh, he was a faithful. He was a faithful. And I have to say, the most engaging young person I'd met for a long time and a real champion for our veterans. And the Armed Forces Covenant is all about that. It's all about making sure that our people that serve are not disadvantaged by that service. You know, they move around a lot. They might not put down roots particularly anywhere. And we all know, us civilians that stay quite static, that finding doctors and dentists is quite difficult. And can you imagine if that's happening to you every 2 or 3 years? Johnny came along to tell us his story and, you know, keep us all revved up with our encouraging of the armed forces.
And being able to support them, which is so key. Absolutely. So on that note, our time is up once again, and we've covered just a few of the many events that is from your diary. However, it just leaves me to, as always, say thank you again for sharing your experiences, our local mayor. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Andy. Have a great day.